News Talk 1620 WTAW, and Jimmy Morgan's here from the Department of Public Safety. We have a lot to get through, Jimmy. Let's start off with the crash report.
Yes, our department, the troopers in Brazos County, have worked 76 accidents up to April 6th, one fatality up through the year. So we've done pretty good as far as fatality accidents in the county. So as summertime gets here and more people take vacations, we hope we can keep that number low this year. So,
well, in fact, talking about summertime, we've already had a bit of taste of heat, and that's a reminder to not leave people, particularly kids and animals, in your vehicle with the windows rolled up.
That's correct. A lot of people don't know it, but even at 80 degrees, at the weather that we'd been having, a vehicle can heat up in 10 minutes 19 degrees from what it is outside. So depending on the where the sun is on the vehicle, that it can heat up pretty quick. So we often tell motorists, do not leave your kids or dogs at any time in the car. There is a law on that, and the law basically says that that you cannot leave a kid under the age of 7 more than 5 minutes in the car unless it's attended by a 14-year-old. But even at that, I think common sense needs to come into play, and do not take a chance, because there's a lot more things other than the heat can happen to children in a car that's left alone. So.
And to extend that even a step farther, you don't leave your engine running with the air conditioning on thinking you can get around that.
Which actually is a violation of law. So
yeah, yes. Never mind the common sense aspect of it.
So, so I do want to remind people, like I say, it is heating up, so we just need to use common sense when it comes to that.
All right.
In the month of May coming up, May is the Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Based on what I'm looking at here, the fatality rate on motorcycles have increased over the years, and I think a lot of that probably has to do with the economy and stuff, or where people are taking in different type vehicles to work and stuff. So, and also there's a lot of motorcycle groups out there that just enjoy riding this time of year. But in 2011, 16% of our fatality rate was off from motorcycle accidents. Half the people that were involved in them, the motorists, said they never saw the motorcycle. So they're asking people to share the road and look twice before pulling out an intersection, and just double check and make sure you check your blind spots to make sure the motorcycle's not anywhere around your vehicle.
And really kind of an extension of that, there's so many pedestrians and bicyclists in Bryan College Station, the same thing about looking twice and looking well around you.
Right. And you know, the best thing a motorcycle or bicycle can do is and try to make themselves be seen, you know, whether it be the clothing they wear or the type of lighting, depending on the day or night they're riding in, and ride in the designated areas that is best safety practice for them. So that together with motorists, maybe we can keep that number a little low this year.
Visiting with Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, something else that you wanted to bring up deals with a lot of people now. I see them on the rears of SUVs and pickups and minivans. There's this basket or carrier that puts various items on there. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the state of Texas, we still have a two-plate state. We're required to have the front license plate and the rear license plate, and that rear license plate, it has to be emitted by a white light at night. It has to be visible within 50 feet. What I see, especially this time of year going into vacations, people are limited on the amount of space they have for their luggage, their supplies and stuff they may want to take, and they start putting these racks on the back bumper. On that, they make different types, so you may want to look at that to see what kind of how your hitch is and what kind of rack you really want to put back there, because you have to leave a spot where the license plate can be visually seen. If you're going to stack any type of items in the back there, you know, try to think about maybe moving the license plate or in the light. Now, the exemptions to that would be your bicycle racks, your wheelchair racks, the assistant scooter racks that they mount back there. And a lot of them have a designated place on them where they can put the license plate if they need to move it. But they do get the exemption. But these hitch where the luggage and stuff, you don't get that exemption. So just make sure you leave some type of space where your license plate is visible for the officer or whoever needs to look at it.
All righty. Now, our time is up. Let's see if we can get together again before Memorial Day, and that's going to be a big travel weekend.
Yes, sir. As we go along here, the traffic should increase, and obviously we'll see what the gas prices do to see if it cooperates with us this year where we can take that trip.
All right, very good. Jimmy Morgan, the Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.